Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James J., behind the mic, I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And our head of production, co-host, Seth Tapphacker.
Good morning.
The best listeners on radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. We're going to have some fun in the next couple of hours. Busy show to kick off our Monday, our first full week back. We're going to have some fun. In a little bit, we'll get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. Looking forward to that. And then to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, you know how we do on a Monday. It's the Kitchen's Open with Beth Tapphacker.
Woo! Open a kitchen.
After that, we'll be joined by Sean Plant with our monthly Veterans Update.
Yay. We're going to see Sean this month. Very nice.
Ooh, all right. I just got to see him on Saturday.
Very cool.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, plenty more going on throughout the show today. We'll be getting into a little bit later. Four things to look forward to in June. Got to get into that. We've also got a fun one lined up a little bit later that I wanted to get to. Confirmed, Americans are the world's most prolific swearers. We will
what?
Go into
really?
Yeah.
Now I believe it.
We will not be getting into too much detail on that one. You know, the FCC and all that
we'll
stuff.
We'll be creative with how we talk about that on the radio.
We're going to be. Yeah. I like my job. Yeah, we're going to be real creative. But I thought this, I always like to find fun ways to kick off our show and everything. And we got two great places to kick off in our opening monologue because we are doing something here, for those that have not heard, up and down the state, up and down our radio dial, Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest.
Woo! Yeah. I love these. These are so much fun.
These are a blast. Yep. And we know the audience loves them too. What we're going to be doing is giving you a chance four times a day at the top of the 7, 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours for you to text in with a keyword that we're going to ask you to through the Civic Media app.
That is correct.
And alternately, you're going to have a chance to win hourly prizes.
Yes.
Like $100 cash.
Nice.
Or a pair of Brewers Club level tickets.
Awesome.
And you automatically get thrown into the grand prize of two possible grand prizes.
Yes.
The Baraboo Dells area trip or a Door County getaway.
Yes.
Whoa.
Those are awesome.
And we're going to even give you the gas to get to those things.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
My goodness.
And I have to say that is one of my favorite parts of this. I don't
know
why.
Pay for the gas?
I just love that little added detail. I love that they thought of that. That's fantastic.
Unless you like live in Door County and you win, that'd be kind of funny, but you know, yeah.
We do need to let the audience know that there are a handful of really difficult things that you have to do in order to be able to, you know, qualify and win these things.
Lay it on us. What do they got to do?
So you're going to have to go wherever you get your apps, go to your app store, download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already.
It's free.
Oh yeah.
And that's it.
That's
oh, wait, that's all you need
it.
To do?
That's all
my
you
gosh.
Gotta do. That's it, everybody. Pick WFHR or WIRI as your favorite station, and boom, you're ready to go. That's it. No QR code, no jumping through hoops, none of these things.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, we couldn't make it easier for you because we appreciate you. You guys are what has helped us be one of the fastest growing companies in all this whole state.
Yeah.
And I've looked into that, so I'm not just throwing that out there and everything. But we're really proud of that. And it all begins with you listeners out there. So we want to give you guys a fun summer. We're looking to kick off summer this win with a Scani Summer Text to Win contest. I'll be listening for your next chance to win coming up here a little bit later.
Now that we've entered another unofficial start of summer, because it's June now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got a bunch of unofficial starts to summer throughout the first day.
So I don't know where this necessarily came from, but I was working on a sketch with one of my friends, and we were talking about game shows, and I hadn't really ever thought too deeply about this, but we were going back and forth about, if you could be on any game show, which one would you be on? And right away, he's like, past, present, future. I'm like, anyone, doesn't matter. Because we were thinking that it'd be really fun to be on the old school version of Name That Tune.
Oh my gosh.
It seemed like one of the more difficult ones because back in the day, they really only played like one or two notes, and you were just supposed to know this song. And you think about it, and it's like, you had radio, but you didn't have like people able to consistently listen to music anytime they wanted to.
That's right.
Or any of these things. So you really had to know those songs. And we went back, we've watched a couple of clips, and there's people that are like, boom, boom, boom. They're just nailing this. And it was amazing.
Impressive.
I've never seen more impressiveness to me. me on a game show.
All right.
I think that in that name, the old school Name That Tune, got us going on the question, if you could be on any game show, which one would you be on? Right. Again, past, present, future, doesn't matter. And of course, I asked the best listeners in radio this question. You guys go ahead and text us your answer, or if you want to call in your answer, that's fine. We'll keep this going throughout the show.
All right.
But I randomly, this morning, as I was popping this into my computer, because I wanted to pull up a bunch of game shows, just so in case any I forgot, I came across BuzzFeed, wonderful website. Shout out to our friends at BuzzFeed. They have questions and that will reveal the game show you could actually win.
Oh, ooh. Yes. So, all right.
I thought that was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So I did this myself, but I thought we could play it together on the air, too, if we wanted to, the three of us.
Right.
Yep. I did it myself, too.
Okay, cool.
Yes, and
cool.
I did as well.
Oh, so great.
We're all there.
So, okay, good. Then let's just do it that way, because my answer was The Price is Right.
Nice.
I got The Price is Right.
That's really cool.
Quote, you're a bit a shopaholic and usually know what the price of your grocery bill is before the cashier even rings it up. Watching all of those infomercials is finally going to pay off. I am the farthest thing from a shopaholic, and yep. I don't know if I've ever watched an infomercial other than to laugh at the host.
Yeah.
but they got me dead right about The Price is Right.
Okay.
Because not only do I feel like I'd do good on that show, I would love to be on that show.
I was going
to
say that's kind of your deal, right?
Yeah, that would be my number one, I think. That or which is the, I always forget, is it, Let's Make a Deal is the one where you dress up in the costumes, right? Is that the one with Wayne Brady?
Yes, that back in. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the other one that I would like to do. I think those would be fun. Now
you and Monty Hall, right? Yeah.
There are a few game shows I've watched more than Jeopardy. No way. No way in the world you'd ever catch me on Jeopardy.
You got to be really, really smart.
You do.
It would have to be for some charity, some cause that I'm like, okay, even though I'm going to lose and I'm going to make a fool of myself, it's worth it because of the, you know, the animal rights group that I'm helping or whatever. I don't know. You know, the human rights group or something.
Many years ago, I actually went online and took the test for Jeopardy.
Cool.
Do you know, really? To be a prospective contestant. Yeah. No. I failed miserably. I mean, it was hard. I didn't realize. It was like, whoa. Because they want to get people that, you know, really know their stuff. So it was, I mean, that was several years ago. I haven't tried recently. I should try again and just see if I can do that.
It seems like it'd be fun to do.
But and I thought maybe that's what I would get coming up on my game show. That is not the game show. The one I got was the $25,000 pyramid.
Huh. What? Me too.
You did too.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a game I've never even heard of.
You've never seen that show?
No.
It's fun.
How
it's a fantastic.
Would you explain that show to her?
It's hard. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It. You kind of have to watch
it. Yeah, you really do. Like,
because it has like different parts of it too. It's got like this section and then you got this section kind of thing. But it does require, you know, like it says on the thing, you know, quick wit. You got to be able to think on your feet, and you have to do it with someone else. So, Melissa, here we go.
We
need to partner up.
We got to be partners for this, yeah.
We got to partner up for it, yeah.
It can really make or break.
So
whether we're successful.
It's true. That again, is the ones that they feel like we could win. But what game show would you want to be on? Now, I have to admit, I had not thought of reality game shows like Survivor and things like that.
Oh, totally.
It didn't change my answer,
really,
but
I didn't. Count as a game?
Yeah, I was just trying to be inclusive. I don't know. I don't. To me, it really doesn't. Honestly, I got to be real. It does
not
really
count
like
the regular game shows.
Right
no, I can't.
No,
they're
not
can't
an
be.
Actual game.
It's a separate category.
There's prizes. I get that, but
I did think of a sneaky one, and I don't know if this because this is probably in that gray area between what we're talking about with Survivor and your traditional game shows. I think one that I would love to have been on, I don't think it's even on anymore, is Cash Cap.
Oh my gosh.
I love his name. I love the guy that hosts.
The host was great, yeah.
And
the cab lights up on the inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a trivia thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of cool show.
And he didn't just like hand out like cash when you won.
Yes.
He like literally just gave you money. Yeah.
And it was all about, you know, how long your ride took and everything, which I
right,
thought it was a really fun show.
Because he was like
show.
A random cab that just picked up people.
Yeah.
It was
and that's a total
cool.
game. That is a game show. I would totally think that's a game show.
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
So mine would be Whose Line?
Oh, it's so good. So good.
That's the one I would pick. Even though
is
there's
that a
no
game show?
Points and there's no prizes. I mean, it's kind of a game show.
It's a Monday morning. I'm not going to argue with this one.
It's one of the only ones I've really watched.
Okay.
Right on, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That or, okay, maybe I would do Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh.
Okay.
I used to be really good at that when we had the like electronic one that we could play ourselves.
Yes. I had cousins that had that version, mm-hmm. the play-at-home version, yeah.
I might actually do better on Jeopardy than Wheel of Fortune. I don't know what it is about my brain. I know it's dyslexia, but that just makes that game so much more mm-hmm. like excruciating.
I got to tell you. I had one of Beth's clergy colleagues out in North Dakota was on Wheel of Fortune, and he won.
Really? Whoa.
Oh,
he won a trip, one of the vacations. Nice. He did the whole thing. He was really good at it, too. But, yeah, he won the whole thing, man. It was several years ago, but, wow, it was impressive.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Would be fun. I think that'd be a fun one.
That feels like it's humiliating.
Would be the
if
most
you don't.
Devastating one to lose, though. Yes.
Yeah.
Would be the most I don't think there's more of a game. Oh, that's the other thing I was thinking of. I had completely, because we've talked about this before, obviously. This isn't a new topic. But when we've talked about it in the past, I always think of this later on, and I never remember at the time. I am up for any game show that involves me running around a supermarket grabbing items.
And guys, that, grocery games.
Yeah, that's supermarket
sweep was the old one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I would do just about anything to be on one of those shows. They seem like so much fun.
Those do sound like,
and
like
fun. And I almost guarantee you I'm going to turn an ankle doing it. I'll finish.
He goes around the corner. Oh, he came up lame.
Oh, he's got a flat.
What we need to do is come up with a game
our
show.
Own.
Like a, and I'm not talking about like impossible one on the radio. I'm just like an old, you know, like old school game show. But make it like really cheap. We'll call it Peanuts. Oh. And it's like, yes, today they'll be playing for $50 and a nose hair trimmer. You know, that kind of thing.
I like a game show.
Because that's all we can afford.
Really, yes, it has no sponsors. Sponsored by Acme.
Yeah.
And it's very cheap prizes.
Very
low stakes. It's low stakes. So, you know, you lose, it's not that big of a deal. It's a little bit more fun that way. We've mentioned this enough to where longtime listeners know this or whatever, but I would say going back to about two owners ago, I have been trying so hard to figure out a way to do a game show on the air. I want to host a game show. I want to do a game show, a radio game show. Mm-hmm. Just have not mastered figuring out exactly what to do and how to do it yet. But I'm gonna
someday
we'll figure it out.
Make it Wisconsin.
Okay, but I had to look back. Sorry, I'm changing the topic again. not changing the topic. I'm going back to Double Dare. That is the one I would want to do.
Oh, my God.
From Nickelodeon.
God. That's
changed
right.
all of my answers.
That was, yes. That was yep. a kids game show, right?
Yeah. It was a kids game show, and you had to, like, dig through
yep.
giant bowls of spaghetti to find the thing. You had to, like, the slime thing where you had to reach up into the big giant nose and find
I remember
the thing.
That. I remember that.
How many of us, because I know my sister and I, and I know my sister and my brother did this, where you just drove your parents or your grandparents crazy because you were trying to practice. Like, you dreamed about being on there, and you mm-hmm. would, like, just set up the couch cushions certain places so you could
right,
jump
right, because they had, like, the obstacle course
yeah,
you had
yeah.
to go through.
So you tried to create one in your own living room or something. Yes. Yeah.
Now, this is the game show I want to recreate.
I perfect can't remember answer. The name of the host. He later went
Mark.
On to, yeah, he used to, he later went on to produce a bunch of shows on Food Network.
Incredible host.
Yes, by the way, which I found out fascinating, he has OCD.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Can you think of all the times he was splashed with slime and stuff like that?
Wow.
He said he
Mark
had
Mark Summers.
Yes, Mark Summers. Yes.
I was half right.
To me, that is even more amazing that all the stuff he had to go that's through on that show.
That's my incredible. God. That's incredible.
Hopefully he
that's
got incredible. Like hazard pay.
Best kids game show, though, for me? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh,
yes.
Loved that show.
I had that the DOS game for that.
Yes,
yes,
I did too. Yes, yes.
The great Lynn Thigpen. Oh,
Carmen Sandiego.
Rockapella
mm-hmm.
with the theme song. They were awesome. They were so good.
They created a whole not genre that it existed beforehand.
That show was one of a kind.
How many kids are joined a cappella groups in high school because of
those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a fun one. We'll keep this topic going. Love to hear from all of you out there. And again, a big shout out to BuzzFeed for this. I appreciate that.
Excellent.
That's
excellent.
A fun one. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and we'll do some celebrating with our friends from El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club on mornings at WFHR. You heard them. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go down over to their Facebook page and start planning out what you're going to have.
Yep.
Take a look at their menu.
You need to make a plan because it'll change probably when you get there, but still.
But you'll at least have an idea.
You'll have an idea, yeah.
Really look good.
Right.
Our amazing friends at El Cafe not only sponsor this segment and put so much into our community, you hear their name mentioned all the time. One of the things they do is they also offer us to grab a winner at the beginning of every month and get that winner two $20 gift certificates to take over to El Cafe.
Fantastic.
Ooh, that's going to get you a lot of food.
It is. It is.
And it is our first show of the month. You know what that means, everybody.
We get to pick one. Pick a winner.
Time to grab ourselves a monthly winner. And Melissa, I don't think you get to do this very often, do you?
Well, now and then I do. I mean, okay.
I'm almost positive Seth.
But if you're
going
to pick me over Seth, then yes, I never get to do this.
It was either last month, I think it might have been Terry. The month before that was Seth.
Yeah, Terry did it last
month. I have
that
reverse, but one or the other and everything. So
that's all right. Melissa can do it.
Melissa, I need a 1 through 33 from you.
Whoa.
Yeah, we had 33 possible qualifiers.
We had a lot.
Month.
We had a few extra qualifiers.
There's extra days in the month. Cool.
Yeah.
I pick 33, man.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Nicely done. And that is a Bonnie Renmeister.
Bonnie, congratulations to
Bonnie's
you.
Bonnie's our winner.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bonnie got us a birthday earlier in the month. We appreciate that. Bonnie, you are a qualifier for the month of May. You just won yourself two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe. A big shout out to Bonnie Renmeister. And if you know Bonnie, make sure to
let her know that she won. She's a big winner. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a big thank you to everybody that got us those birthdays and anniversaries. Really do
all month long.
You, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
assume that what they posted yesterday is their special for this week. And might I recommend the homemade banana bread French toast.
God, that sounds so good.
It sounds so good. I gotta try
it. Can't get it till tomorrow, but homemade banana bread dipped in egg and grilled to perfection.
I see bacon too in there.
You can add two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham for just an additional $3. What a deal. That sounds fantastic.
So hungry. So hungry now.
I'm very hungry for that.
I also want the crispy chicken Caesar wrap because that sounds yummy.
Their wraps are really good.
They are, and their soup is fantastic.
You can have that. I got the French toast. Yeah. I definitely eat that.
He's totally going for the French toast.
And I'm topping it off with a pie. I'm topping it off with a slice of pie.
Are you finally gonna die and have your death by chocolate?
Yes. Okay. And Melissa, yeah, more on that later. Seth and I were talking this morning. More on that later off air. The three of us will talk later. Big shout out to El Cafe, and a thank you to everybody who got us these birthdays and anniversaries. And, of course, we want your live birthdays and anniversaries. You can go email us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, or you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Call and chat with us on air.
I mean, you got that Civic Media app handy anyway for a Civic Media Scani summer text to win contest. So you might as well go ahead and get us
text in your birthdays, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love celebrating with you, everybody. Let's see. I have six possible qualifiers here.
Whoa.
Seth, give me a 1 through 6.
How about 5? I feel like 5 doesn't get used a lot.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So that'll give us that one so we can get right into it here. And getting our qualifiers. First up, we want to wish happy birthday to Pam Shaw.
Happy birthday,
happy
Pam.
Birthday, Pam.
You got a great name.
I was going to say.
Fantastic name.
Yeah,
it's a really good one. we appreciate you. Thank you so much for getting us that one. And Sharon Koch.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Happy,
another great name.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Enjoy
that's
the day,
my mommy's
Sharon.
Name.
Yeah.
It's a great name. It is. And a very good name here, Sandy Cipollina.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Enjoy the day, Sandy. Great
Cipollina.
Name.
That's a great last name.
We get to do this every year, Sandy's birthday, and I love saying it every time. So that's a great name, Sandy. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
And a very happy birthday to Jim Tellickson.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy 41st anniversary to Jeff and Deb Rittenbacher.
Oh,
Rickenberg. I'm sorry, Rickenberg.
Okay, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Jeff and Deb Rickenberg wishing you a happy 41st. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. And our qualifiers also celebrating an anniversary, Brian and Thea Hansen.
Oh,
Brian and Thea, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Enjoy the day, Brian and Thea. Hope it's a good one for you. Those sound good together, by the way, Brian and Thea. That sounds good together.
Nice flow. Yeah, nice flow there. Of course, we're in June now. We're going to be getting a lot of anniversaries, I think. Yeah.
It always takes June for me to remember that.
Yep.
Like, I've been
the rest
doing
of the summer, it's going to be tons of weddings.
Month. Yeah, it really is. A happy anniversary to everybody out there, and especially to our qualifiers.
Yeah.
Let's see who you share your birthday with. Willow Sage Hart is 14. Pink's daughter with Carrie Hart.
Okay.
They did the duet together, Cover Me in Sunshine. And if you have not heard that song, that is a beautiful song.
All right.
That is a beautiful song.
Check that one out.
Oh, that one hits you. That's a good one. And she does a nice job with it. Mm-hmm. The very, very funny and popular Awkwafina is 37. Katie in the Shang-Chi movies. Mm-hmm. She was in, of course, she made a real big break in Crazy Rich Asians, that wonderful movie. Mm-hmm. She was in Jumanji. She is also the voice of Scuttle in the live-action Little Mermaid movie.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And about 40 other things, because she's been working her tail off.
Yes.
She is a hard worker.
Nice.
Had a TV show on Comedy Central for
she
a little
did
while
for too. A while, yes. She did.
I like her. I think she's
very,
very
funny.
Fun.
Yep.
I don't know for certain or anything, but really feels like a one-take artist. Like the first take you get, you're gonna want to stick with.
Probably the best one.
Let's see here. Justin Long is 47. Got his big break in those Mac commercials. Anybody remember Mac
I
versus
do.
PC campaign?
Yes. Because I remember John Hodgman was the PC. I love both of those guys. John Hodgman is one of my favorite people of all time.
John Hodgman and his wonderful facial hair. Yes. He's great.
John Hodgman is fantastic.
I wouldn't call him deadpan, but right up to the cusp of deadpan kind of humor that
he's
he does
very
so
close.
Well. He's
yes.
very good.
Yep.
Those two are really good together.
Yep.
I like Justin Long. Live Here and Die Hard. He was fantastic in Dodgeball and did the voice of Alvin and Alvin and the Chipmunks. I didn't know that part.
He was also the host of a building show on Disney Plus for a while with kids building certain engineering projects, which is pretty cool. Show actually, so
I remembered everybody why I thought of the game shows thing. It wasn't just the sketch and all that stuff that my friend and I were working on. It's also the fact that today is Wayne Brady's birthday.
Wayne Brady.
Yes.
Current Let's
He's
Make a
so
Deal
awesome.
Host.
Yes.
I mean nothing, no disrespect to anybody who loves the game show Let's Make a Deal and loves game shows and loves all of that stuff. We are wasting Wayne Brady. We are wasting him. That man is too talented to be doing just one thing right now or just that or anything.
List of guys that they don't know what to do with. Yeah.
To
Ben Vereen, right? You know, one of those guys. Yeah. Sammy Davis Jr. sometimes, I think.
They just don't know what to do with him.
No.
And they never have. Obviously, got his big break in Melissa's Choice for Game Show.
Yeah.
And Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, that's right.
To where his only detriment was being there with two of the greatest improv artists of all time.
Yes.
Otherwise, he would have stood out even more. But that shows you how talented he is, the fact that he did stand out with Colin and all that and everything.
And Ryan, yeah.
And of course, he had a talk show that was fantastic. It was so good. It won a daytime Emmy and was canceled that same week.
Which makes tons of sense. Yeah.
You can't tell me it's because of him.
No.
And everybody that works with him loves him. So it's not like he's like hard to work with or he's a diva or something.
No, people seem to really like him in general.
And I think you can make the argument one of the most popular, if not the most popular, sketch comedy show of the last 10 years, that's the Chappelle Show. And arguably the most popular famous sketch from that is with Wayne Brady, and where Wayne Brady, you see like you've never seen him before, and he sells it. He's believable as a tough guy. He's believable as a gangster. He really is. He does a great job. He's good. Dana Carvey, 70 years old.
Wow.
SNL legend.
70 years old?
You could make an argument here, and I've gotten in some trouble with this one, but you can make an argument here that Dana Carvey was the most talented guy in SNL. Ever.
Well, and it's not, and I can see why that could be a controversial take, considering some of the other people that were on at the same time he was on.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not my vote,
right?
But I think you almost have to put him in the conversation. He's got to be in the top 10. And one of the biggest things that is my note to this: who has ever in SNL history had more recurring characters?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that had like four or five recurring characters where most people were begging for one. Dana Carvey, and I'm not even talking about him as a writer or what he did as in his mm-hmm. movie career or anything like that. Just his SNL work alone. I mean, he's got to be top five. He has to be. And I'm not even a gigantic Dana Carvey fan. I've studied so much of SNL history mm-hmm. and well, gone back and seen so many of the archives and everything that when you're kind of a student of this stuff, you sit back and you're like, oh, I didn't realize how good Dana Carvey was and how much he accomplished in his career. And it's good to see him coming back.
To your point, James, I just realized I never think of Dana Carvey when I think of Garth from Wayne and Garth.
Yeah,
because he's such a different, you know, it's such a persona mm-hmm. that I don't think right. of it as this is Dana Carvey playing someone. I just think of Garth, right?
Yeah,
and I think that's just to your point of how talented he is.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he special?
Yeah.
Hans and Franz, so many of them. And happy 77th to the Beaver. Jerry Mathers is 77 today. Happy birthday to him.
Oh, what a horrible way to start your career as the Beave.
Had to be rough.
Yeah.
And some people no longer with us, like Charlie Watts, born in 1941, passed away in 2021, drummer for the Rolling Stones, and one of the coolest looking drummers of all time. Charlie Watts just sitting back there.
Chill, just doing his thing.
No matter how heavy or how smooth, whatever the song was doing, Charlie back there doing the same thing.
Keeping the beat.
Silver hair back there.
that hair.
I liked him.
He never changed. I've never seen a picture where he had a different expression on his face. How did he do that?
Yeah,
it's like this plastered on his face. It's like a sort of smile, but not really kind of thing.
Yeah, just
look at any picture. He's got the same look on his face.
And Sally Kellerman, born on this day in 1937, Hot Lips Houlihan, and of course the English teacher in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Again, a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. One more time, a very happy, big congratulations, I should say, to our qualifiers from our winners from May. Bonnie Renmeister.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations, Bonnie.
Happy birthday in May again for you, Bonnie. Yeah. This is our present to you as getting our gift certificate.
Now, this counts. I know we forgot. I know we forgot to get you something on your birthday, but hey, this counts, right? Right?
It's belated birthday.
We thank our friends at El Cafe giving us that opportunity. Head on over there today, everybody. We'll be back after news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. I didn't see what this was. I just clicked it. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic start to your week out there. Thanks for joining us. We are in the beginning of the month, so let's go ahead and take a look at some things to look forward to in the month of June. The weather. just going to put that out there.
Number one, summer. Yep. Yeah.
Whatever it is, we're glad for it.
Honorable mention there of that one. And we always love honorable mentions. Now, I think we'd have just such a gamut of wonderful things locally to look mm-hmm. forward to in this area that you're going to be hearing us talk about more and more as we get closer to some of those events. Mm-hmm. Certainly wrapping up all of our morning shows with event coverage and letting mm-hmm. you know what's going on. And just to rewind for a second, I do want to thank you guys and everybody out there that came down to whether it was the Marshfield Dairy Fest or was Rapids Transmissions opening day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun Saturday that we had fun being out in the public.
Yeah, it's always a fun time.
It was a busy day, but we were there.
Yes, it was.
First up, sports. Sports! The Stanley Cup Finals start next Wednesday, and the NBA Finals get going on Thursday. Mm. In tennis, the French Open is going on, runs through June 8th, and man, has that been interesting. And golf's U.S. Open is June 12th through the 15th.
Wow.
So big month of
big
sports.
Stuff going on.
It's always weird to me that the NHL and NBA, who are both struggling so hard for watchers, always do this, where they're lined up fighting
almost
each other.
Perfectly, almost perfectly, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it is selfishly, as a sports fan, I love it. And if you run a sports show, it really helps.
It's not a bad thing. Nice. It's nice. Something to talk about.
Of course, baseball going on throughout the summer as well. Mm-hmm. But this really doesn't mention the biggest thing around here, Rafters baseball.
Rafters baseball, mm-hmm. the big deal here in Rapids.
It's kicking into high gear this mm-hmm. month and everything. And we're going to be covering it for you, of course, every game right here at WFHR.
We're already seven games in.
Yeah,
I know.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. A ton of movies are hitting theaters. John Wick spinoff Ballerina comes out next Friday. That
I
one.
I kind of want to see that one.
Oh, it looks good. Oh, it looks good. admittedly, I'm a sucker for Keanu Reeves movies and just John Wick, the John Wick series. But this one is it takes place between the, I believe, the third and the fourth movie.
Okay.
And that's key if you've been a fan of those movies. And he shows up in it.
Mm.
The young lady with the lead actress, Bella Daris, or Bella, I can't think of how to say her name exactly, but she's really good.
Very cool.
Looks good. The live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon will be released on June 13th.
Ooh.
My dad is very excited about that.
My oldest has read, I think, the entire series. He loves the books, but he's already like, but they change so much stuff. I don't know if I want to see it.
The thing that I heard and I thought was incredible casting, and the thing that I heard that a lot of people were excited about is Gerard Butler, who did the voice of the dad in the animated stuff, is the dad.
Oh, they
dad.
Actually made him a live action one, too. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Always great when they can do that.
Mm-hmm. And they did this one thing that Roan was very upset about in the animated ones is that Hiccup, the main character, is not a redhead. Or was not a red, because he is. They at least they got that right.
Okay.
For live action. He's now a redhead.
Good. That's good.
As one redhead
that
to another.
That bothers me too. That when they specify what the character's mm-hmm. hair looks like yep. in the book, and then they don't do it in the movie. It's dumb. Yes.
It seems weird not to.
Why wouldn't like, you?
Why wouldn't
yeah,
you?
I mean, yeah. come on.
It's dumb, Outlander. It's dumb.
Nice. Pixar's Elio comes out on June 20th. And the big one, Brad, one of the bigger ones, Brad Pitt's racing movie, F1, hits theaters June 27th. That one is being noted very highly, not you know just because of Brad Pitt. And certainly I got a couple of other great actors. Javier de Barum's in it.
Oh, he's good.
But it's the way that they filmed it. Where I'm hearing a lot of people talking about that, the way that you haven't seen a race car movie filmed this way and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
On TV, you've got a bunch of reality shows, and season 3 of Ginny and Georgia hits Netflix, America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders thing. I don't know what that is. The Bear returns to Hulu on June 25th, one of the more popular and well-received TV shows
right
ever.
Now, yeah.
And the third and final season of Squid Game hits Netflix, another big one. And then you got award shows. A few award shows during the summer, although I don't know why you do it during the summer. The 78th Annual Tony Awards are on June 8th.
All
the
right.
BET Awards are June 9th. And the big one, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards are June 21st.
Actually,
the only one that matters.
I think actually the Tony Awards are some of my favorites because they tend to do a really good job with the Tony Awards.
I watch them every year.
Yeah,
I love the Tony Awards. I mean, in all honesty, that's even more than a Screen Actors Guild Award. That's the award that I think I'd want to win. But it's either a Tony or a SAG or a Nickelodeon's Kids Choice Award.
Yeah. Now that.
Those are my three. Any other award, don't really care about. But those are the three that, to me, I would... yeah.
There you go.
And the holidays, of course. Everybody's excited about the holidays. Big ones are Father's Day on June 15th. And Juneteenth on the 19th.
Yeah.
Also, it's Pride Month. And the first official day of summer is the 20th.
Yes.
Until the 20th.
The unofficial first day of summer has happened several times already.
It really does feel like that. It really does.
It's summer. No, it's not. It's summer.
It's summer.
No, it's not. Not yet.
Somebody should be keeping track of how many times we say the unofficial start to summer,
yeah,
the official
right.
start to summer, because I've said it at least 15 times.
If you talk to Brittany, of course, the astronomical,
the
meteorological summer has started now. Yeah. So yeah. Started this week. So, yeah.
And National Best Friends Day is June 8th. Flag Day is on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
The 19th is National Martini Day. And National Selfie Day is June 21st.
There's a what?
No. Of course there is, Melissa. Come on now.
Why?
Because why not?
I like Flag Day being in June. I feel like that's a great precursor to the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. I like that. I think
Flag Day is good.
Are there anything that wasn't mentioned that you're looking forward to in June as far as like, you know, it doesn't have to be big, small, it doesn't matter. But I know for me, and we're going to talk more about this a little bit later, I really love Lunch by the River. I really do.
Yes.
I know it sounds, you know, corny because we sponsor, we're down there, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
I've always loved that event. It's honestly, when we came to town here, one of the things that actually reminded me of Chicago a little bit, mm-hmm. Because that's a big deal in the city. You take your lunch to the park if
yep.
you can.
You know? That's very cool. And you, again, I'm kind of owning myself on this one because I basically have been saying, you know, another sign that summer is here. It's lunch by the river, right? Kind of
yep.
thing.
Yep.
And then I did the same thing because also on Thursday we have the first aqua skier show.
Yes.
At Lake Wazicha. So again, right. another thing that summer is here.
Cranberry Blossom Fest.
That's coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. another big one. That's
always big. Yeah.
I mean, our signature event really in this yep. area and one of the bigger things.
And of course, we've got Bluegrass by the Lake coming up in a couple of weeks as well.
Very
excited. We're helping out with that a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got some really exciting. In fact, oh, that's right. Not only do we have that coming up, but mm-hmm. I finally do this. I've been waiting to tease this show, and I wanted to get the okay from her. Now I can.
You have
she
the
said
okay.
It was okay.
You do.
Coming up very soon, everybody, almost running right alongside Bluegrass
by the Lake. Yep.
We're going to have a brand new show on WIRI 105.5. Coming up for you Saturdays at 7, Red Folk in Blue.
Yes, woo-hoo! Our own Laura Berg
yeah.
will be hosting yeah. that show. And I guess you could say it's an Americana
yeah.
show, meaning it's a very broad... there's a lot of music that can be considered Americana, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. she got a nice broad palette to go with, and I will guarantee you will hear stuff that... Very the song that she's opening her first show with is one of the funniest things I have ever heard in my yeah. life. Yeah. If so nothing good. Else, listen to the first song because that is funny.
The sounds of American music, whether it's folk, bluegrass, country, blues, or Americana, you can find it on Red Folk and Blue.
Yes,
I'm so jealous of that title. It's such a good title.
It's fantastic.
Yes. So good. We're excited about that one. Laura's going to do an amazing job with mm-hmm. that show. We'll let you know when it premieres. Everybody and stuff, but that's exciting. So yeah, Bluegrass at the Lake. I know for me, the Our United Way does so many signature events throughout the summer that mm-hmm. are fun. I am mm-hmm. a sucker for United Weekend.
On the way.
It is something that I've had a tiny, tiny little part of for years now, and I'm spoiled to have that. I get to go down there and see these great, you know, great job that they do with these, mm-hmm. Sculptures, because
yeah.
I
yes.
can't think of the word sculpture.
So creative. My goodness.
Baseball, the rafters are with it. I mean, you got this great combination of things in yeah. town. If you couldn't tell a theme there, that's one of my favorite things. When we combined stuff. This business or this nonprofit come together, or this event brings these nonprofits
right.
together, or something along those lines. It's all fun.
Yes.
Fun. Rafter baseball, summer long, as I mentioned, that's going to be a blast, too.
What a great time to be in central Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Summer here is just so much fun.
Yep.
There's so many options and things to do. We have beautiful parks. We have wonderful trails.
Yep.
Camping.
We got all
swimming.
Kinds of good stuff. Yep.
Melissa,
you name it.
Melissa, did you know you were teeing me up there? Did you know? Or are we just that good? We're just that
good. We're just
good.
That good.
It's synergy.
The DNR invites the public to head outdoors for the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend happening June 7th through the 8th. Coming up this weekend, state park admissions are free. Our fees and fishing licenses and trail passes are waived for all visitors as well.
Wow.
So this is a great weekend. If you have not fished in a while or you're looking to fish, maybe learn more about it. Free Fun Weekend is also an opportunity to try fishing for food or fun.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
Person, you know, so you can find out more about that. And actually, the DNR has tackle loaner sites across the state.
Oh.
If you need to locate a place to fish, the Wisconsin Fishing Finder will help you do that.
Wow. Boy, they can't make it any easier than that.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And I don't know. I'm sure that there's some, you know, algorithm that'll tell you different, or some, you know, person who has studied this that could tell you different. I don't think that any state has more beautiful parks than our state here in Wisconsin.
They're right up there for sure. I can't say they're the best because I'm from Minnesota, but
I
can say they're right up there.
But we do have more lakes than Minnesota.
Check it out.
Okay. I had this argument with my son the other day. Minnesota doesn't say we've got more lakes than anyone. They say land of 10,000 lakes. That's all, okay? 10,000 lakes, not the most.
Every time I hear it, land of 1,000 dancers pops in my head. Every time somebody says that about
Wilson
Minnesota,
Pickett, huh? Yeah.
I don't know what the why. What those two worlds combine. I don't get it. But it's stuck in my head now. Stuck in my head. Be there all day. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and we've got a fun one. 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Oh.
Get into that when we come back on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take it to the top of the hour, and we're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Beth Habegger going to join us. Woo! Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Got a fun one lined up for you today. After that, we will have our monthly veterans update with Sean Plant.
Very cool.
Nice.
Very cool.
Looking forward to all of that. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, we got some fun ones. We're going to talk swearing as best we can.
Without swearing.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. And plenty more. More in the 10 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Mm-hmm. Right now, I got an interesting one. The website Tropical Fruit, which I just now learned of, posted a list of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. I always think these are kind of fun.
They are.
Taking a look at this one. The trailer for Sharknado 3 landed. We all remember where we were when that happened. So they had already kicked out three of those movies by then. Okay, that's I did not realize that. That's interesting. That actually does make me think of some pretty good, fun, cheesy movies, though.
Yes.
Yeah, like Santa Jaws.
Yes, that's a good one. That's what
Lamageddon.
Lamageddon.
So bad.
Does anybody remember the Broadway cast from The Lion King and Aladdin got stranded at an airport altogether and had an epic sing-off?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, you got to look that up. It's fun. It was fun.
That has got to be, if you were there when it happened, that'd be an amazing thing.
Now that would have been, been even more impressive. So again, 10 years ago, but didn't feel like it was 10 years ago. This one did. A guy's long neck mugshot went viral. He was accused of stealing 3,000 worth of antiques or whatever, but the only question anyone was asked was how his neck was so long. Was that one? I do remember that a little bit. IHOP updated their logo to make it happier. They decided the old one looked like a frown, so they did that. I forgot about that one.
We don't want people to be sad coming to IHOP. We don't want
that. How could you? It's pancakes.
I know.
Tracy Morgan did a first interview a year after he almost died from that car crash.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're talking 2015, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That one doesn't feel like it was 10 years ago at all.
Yeah. Wow.
Huh. The 19 kids and counting, the Duggars had a
huge God.
Yeah, that whole thing.
I'm glad that didn't last a lot longer than that. Yeah.
Longer than it should have.
Yeah.
Thongs went out of style 10 years ago, apparently. The New York Times did a story on how thong sales were just gone. Nobody was buying them. They just went
away. They're uncomfortable.
They went the opposite way, apparently. So.
Wait a minute.
According to this article.
Are they talking about the underwear or the flip-flops thongs?
They're talking about the underwear, but okay. I love the idea of them like...
article.
Yes, a combined article.
That you think they're talking of one thing through the entire thing, but it's something else. I love that idea.
Yeah, I feel like that would have happened to me. That would have been like, wow, I wonder why thong sandals are going out.
I think it's a tragedy that thongs are even referred to as sandals. Why? They're flip-flops. They're flip-flops.
Well, technically they are thongs. I mean, the way they go on your foot, but yeah.
I think,
It's true.
It's true. It's so wrong. So wrong. I don't like it. Especially when it's so much more fun to say flip-flop.
It is.
So much more fun to say that.
And they're very descriptive. That's exactly what they sound like when you're walking on them. Yeah.
YouTube's 10th birthday video was trending and marked the 10th anniversary of YouTube's beta version that launched in May of 2005.
Wow. So 20 years ago, beta version YouTube launched.
They recently announced that there are now over 20 billion videos on YouTube.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And there was reality stuff with Kim Kardashian and Caitlyn Jenner and stuff like that.
Don't care about that.
But to me, whenever I come across these things, is it more of you can't believe how long ago something happened? Does that happen to you more often, or is it that feels like it was yesterday?
It depends on, you know, I think it's right. What it is. Like you said, the Tracy Morgan thing, man. Yeah. It doesn't, because I don't know. I don't know why what certain things seem longer ago than others. Mm-hmm. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's weird. Time is weird.
Time is, well.
I feel like the biggest one for me, it's not fashion. It's not TV shows or movies or anything. It's music. Music is such a one. Like, I feel like that's almost my easiest way to tell how, you know, a certain era. Or when a certain thing came out or whatever.
Right.
I'm really bad at remembering dates. I'm really bad at remembering years. But a certain song at a certain time, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Rock the Casbah came out at, you know, this right. age, and, you know, I was in the summer of this or whatever. And, you know.
I remember being so-and-so. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but.
So I think that would be more, you know, just as interesting looking at what were the top songs 10 years ago, in like 2015, what the summer of 2015, what were the big hits that year?
I don't do this very often, you know, especially when it comes to like history or looking back, I think this would be so much more interesting if it was your own personal. Hey, 10 years ago, this is what was going on in your life.
Yes.
Or even better, 10 years ago, you thought this was a problem. Like 10 years ago, you were losing your mind over this.
Yes, and now.
You were freaking out. Now, that don't seem like anything compared to what you're dealing with today.
Nothing at all.
Or maybe vice versa, I don't know. Yeah.
In some way, I do something similar with the books that I read that are mine. So I'll read a book and I'll write the date that I read it and a little snippet of what's going on in my life at the time.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I love that.
And so then very when nice. I go back to reread these books years later, I'd be like, oh, I read this in 2015 when I was moving into a new apartment.
That's smart. That's very smart.
Yes. And I don't always do it, but I try to, because it's interesting looking back then and remembering what I was going through in life the last time I read the book.
That's fascinating.
About 10 years ago, I had moved back here and was helping with my papa and was looking for work. You know, honestly, I was working at the gas station in Nacoosa for a little bit, and I saw that they had an opening over here for, you know, sports production. And just came there over and started doing that and figured, oh, this would be fun to do. I never got to really do a lot of production. I'll just focus on that. And that's going to be my second act in radio. I'm not going to have to talk on the air anymore. I'm
10 years later. And here we are.
Get him to shut up.
Swear to God, that's, yeah.
I was in North Dakota, and there's not much more I need to say about that.
Oh.
That's pretty good. We're looking forward to the 10 o'clock hour, everybody. We've got the Kitchens Open with Beth coming up. And after that, we will have our monthly Veterans Update with Sean Plant. All that coming up for you, everybody, along with some other fun topics. We don't really have entertainment news today because we don't really have the time for it. So we're just going to move
nothing
on.
Nothing entertaining going
and,
on.
And I'm going to sign off, boys, because I have a thing I got to go do and report on in the field.
Yep.
All right.
So we want to thank you for joining us, Melissa.
Yes.
Thanks so much for helping
good
us.
Good luck
kick
and
off
good
week.
Night.
Yeah. Yes. Nicely done. Nice. Good luck, Melissa. We'll talk tomorrow. And you guys stick around because we're going to have some fun coming up for you in just moments from now, right here on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.